Show them to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Erev in Perek Ches Mishnah Yud Aleph and Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher to find Ziva Kagon Bekarav Mamish. We have one more case of a Chatzar with or without an Uka. So the Mishnah says V'chein Shnei Diutais Zu Keneged Zu. Really the proper gear says to take out the word V'chein. So the Mishnah is just telling us a brand new case. Shnei Diutais Zu Keneged Zu. Two buildings or two groupings of buildings that are facing each other, meaning they're in the same Chatzar and they did not make an Erev with each other. Miktasan Asu Uka, Miktasan La Asu Uka. Some of the residents made an Uka and some of them didn't. So let's say the residents of building A made an Uka, they had dug this hole in the chatzar to enable them to pour their wastewater into it, but the residents of building B did not do that. So Esha Asu Uka Mutarin, the ones that made the Uka, they're allowed to pour their wastewater out. Esha Lo Asu Uka, the ones that didn't do so, Asurin, they're not allowed to pour their wastewater out. They're for sure not allowed to carry it out into the chatzar and pour it into the Uka because they didn't make an Eruv. And they're even not allowed to pour it out on their roof or in their houses and have it flow into the chatzar because of Xera, we're afraid that they're going to end up carrying it out into the chatzar, and since they didn't make an Eruv, they're not allowed to carry into the chatzar. Now moving on to Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah tells us, Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishos Achas, all the roofs of the city are considered like one Rishos, Obavad Shalei Gag Gavaya Hasara, Oinoma Hasara, as long as one of the roofs is in 10 Tfachim higher or lower than all the other ones. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Meir holds that all roofs are considered like one thing, so you can carry things and transfer things from one roof to another. That's even though there's no Eruv made in between them. Even though the chatzar below these roofs or the houses below these roofs have to make an Eruv if they want to be able to carry down below, up above on the roofs, no Eruv needs to be made. You're allowed to carry freely in between the roofs, but again, as long as the roofs are the same level and there isn't a difference of 10 tefachim in between them, and that's just because of Xero, we're afraid that if you're going to end up carrying from one roof to another and there's a difference of 10 tefachim, and we're afraid the person's going to be in a Rosh Hashanah and he's going to put something on a pillar which is 10 tefachim high, which is really Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then he's going to be in an Ivan Esther Dairaisa. Now, Chacham argue, and they say, each and every roof is considered its own Roshos, and if you want to carry from one roof to another, you have to make an Erev in between those two roofs. And we're going to see more about that in the next Mishnah. Reb Shimon says, Echad gagas v'echad chatzeres v'echad karpefais, whether we're talking about a gag, which is a roof, a chatzer, which we know what a chatzer is, or a karpef, which is like a large enclosed area that's usually somewhat outside the city that's meant for storing wood. Roshos achas l'kelim sheshavs l'saychan, they're all considered like one roshos for kelim that were in them as Shabbos began, v'loy l'kelim sheshavs l'saych habayis, but not for kelim that were in the house when Shabbos began. Reb Shimon's halacha is a unique one. He says, let's say we have a chatzer leading out to a karpef, or a chatzer leading out to another chatzer. So as long as there was a kli in the chatzar before Shabbos started, so this kli is allowed to be moved from this chatzar to another one, or again to the karpef, or from one roof to another one, and that's even though there was not an Erev made in between them. However, if the kli was in the house when Shabbos started, and then it was brought out into the chatzar on Shabbos, it's not allowed to be brought into the joining chatzar if an Erev wasn't made in between those two chatzeros. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about carrying on rooftops. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.